I think a little separation is a good thing. Lately, Mom's been going around town with a petition to get people to stop using their phones and electronic gadgets for 48 hours. Let's unplug to reconnect. Electronics are cluttering our lives. Let's put down our devices for a weekend and get to know one another. Who's in? Mom needs 100 signatures before she can take the petition to town hall, but she's having trouble getting people to put their names on it. I'm just hoping she gives up on this idea soon, because it's kind of exhausting for the rest of us to pretend we don't know her. I really don't understand why Mom thinks we need to go backward anyway. From what I can tell, the old days weren't that much fun. If you think about it, you never see anyone in those black and white photos smiling. In the old days, people were just a whole lot tougher than they are today. But human beings have evolved, and now we need things like electric toothbrushes and shopping malls and soft-serve ice cream to survive. I bet our ancestors would be pretty disappointed with the way we turned out. But once somebody invented air conditioning, there really was no turning back. We've gotten so spoiled that pretty soon we won't even have to leave our homes if we don't want to. Everything will be delivered by drones. In fact, the way we're headed, I'll bet 1,000 years from now, human beings won't even have spines. Some people complain that all this technology has made us soft. But if you ask me, that's not necessarily a bad thing. There are all sorts of luxuries nowadays that make people's lives better. Take baby wipes, for example. People were using regular toilet paper for hundreds of years, and then all of a sudden, some genius came up with an idea that was a total game changer. What really amazes me is that it took so long for people to come up with the idea. I seriously can't believe the guy who invented the light bulb didn't see baby wipes coming. And who knows what crazy thing someone's going to come up with next to make our lives easier. Whatever it is, though, I'll be the first in line to buy it. But if Mom had her way, we'd be living like people did before there were computers and cell phones and baby wipes. And I really don't want to imagine living in a world without baby wipes. Sunday. Dad says that when he was growing up, in the summertime, kids played outside all day until they got called home for dinner at night. Well, that's pretty much the opposite of the way my summer went this year. I spent July and August at film camp, where all I did was watch movies in an air-conditioned theater for 8 hours a day. The main reason I signed up for film camp was because I thought it was for people who are serious about movies, like me. But I found out it was really just a place where parents could dump their kids off for some cheap babysitting. The downside of spending that much time in a dark theater is that at the end of the day, it took a half hour for my eyes to adjust to the sunlight. The other reason I signed up for film camp was to get out of the house. Ever since we got a pet pig, it hasn't been a lot of fun being home, especially not at dinner. For the record, I think it's a terrible idea letting the pig eat at the table, because it already thinks it's a human being, and the last thing we need is for it to think it's on equal footing with the rest of us. Right after we got the pig, Mom thought it would be fun to teach it some tricks, so she would give the pig a cookie when it stood on its hind legs. But the pig learned to walk like that, and it hasn't been on all fours ever since. To make matters worse, my little brother Manny put a pair of his shorts on the pig, so now it's like we're living in the house with a Disney character. Mom used to take the pig outside, but after it started walking upright, it decided it was too good for its leash. Mom was worried that if the pig ran off, we'd never find it, so she got a collar with one of those GPS tracking chips in it. But every time Mom put the collar on the pig, within 5 minutes, it would be back off. And don't even ask me how the pig did that, since pigs don't even have thumbs. So now the pig just comes.